Well, it is time now for The Changemakers, a monthly interview series on 97.9 The Hill, presented by Launch Chapel Hill, a startup accelerator downtown helping elevate the newest generation of entrepreneurs. LaunchChapelHill.com is their website. Go there and find out more. They've got new cohorts starting up all the time. And today we are joined in the studio by John Armon, the founder of Utilist. Utilist, did I get that right?
Yes. Yep.
The new company that's using AI to help utilities and infrastructure systems predict and address problems before they happen, making those systems safer and more efficient. So I should have asked about the pronunciation before we started. That's Utilist comes in, right? Yeah. Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Tell us, before we start talking about the company, tell us about yourself. Who are you and how did you get into this particular business?
Sure. Yeah. I'm John Armin, founder and CEO of Utilist. I have a computer science master's degree and PhD in environmental engineering. So the thing that I'm doing is very relevant to the utility industry, is bringing data and data analytics to utility operators that working with industrial facilities. I'm also adjunct professor at UNC Chapel Hill here on the public health school. And I used to be a postdoc there. And yeah, I'm living in this region for 6 years now.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So what's the origin story of the company? How'd you get started?
Yeah, so before starting the company, I was working in consultant firm, dealing with the same challenges that right now I'm trying to solve. Mostly consultant firm are looking for services that are hourly based, but what I see as a potential resolve is to integrate this solution on the facilities, on the what they call it air gap premises environment. Mm-hmm. So the most utilities, they are very concerned about cybersecurity, and they are not sometimes ready to jump to the cloud and use cloud solution. So we decided that let's just build a solution that could be used on the utility side, on their secure environment, and support them on their day-to-day operations. And like bring some of these all AI intelligence, ChatGPT stuff to the side that they don't necessarily give access to the internet. So that's become the ideas that we start Utilist.
Awesome. So how does the program work?
So it's learned through looking at the raw data, looking at the models that try to predict a failure in advance. It learns through understanding a standard operation procedure or SOPs. It interviews the operator as well. Mm-hmm. And through that, it's learning gradually to become a digital partner. We are not replacing at all any utility operators. We're just bringing additional support for those busy utility operators so they can be more efficient on their day-to-day activities. And that's by learning through the process, supporting them 24/7 on like monitoring the data, understanding, reasoning, etc., and all of those intelligent solutions that nowadays we see on the cloud, but they are not necessarily on the utility private side.
So like troubleshooting before the trouble even pops up, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's just looking at the trends, looking at the historical data and say, oh, we are going to see this failure down the road, so let's just do something.
Was there a moment when you had this idea or started pursuing it that you thought this is really something that's going to be a viable company?
Yeah. So as I said, like utilities, they are hesitant jumping to the cloud due to cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, okay, if we have something that could be just under a secure environment, under air gap, what we call it, environment, then we could support them. And that's become the idea that we are pursuing.
Awesome. Speaking with John Armin, Utilist is the company. It is part of the Launch Chapel Hill Incubator, and they're bringing us this conversation. This is part of the Changemakers series. You can get the full archive up on our website, chapelboro.com. So as part of the Launch Incubator, what has that experience been like?
Oh, that was an awesome experience. And we were involved specifically in a time that we needed some additional support in terms of engagement with potential new clients on different vertical. By vertical right now, we're focused mostly on water industries, but we are looking to expand to electricity, oil and gas, and other even private industrial facilities, because at the end of the day, they do have assets. They do have something that an operators need to monitor. So this involvement with Launch Chapel Hill help us to expand a little bit with additional of those utilities, but also lots of mentors and startup founders, entrepreneur, mm-hmm. that type of mindset was very beneficial for us to just be in the room with people that talk about the same thing, the same challenges. And we are keeping the discussion open, and I'm just going there after this interviews, and we are going to have discussion on how to expand our solution, how to do the customer relationship management better, et cetera. Mm. So it was very beneficial, and we really enjoyed it.
What's been the most surprising thing about just the process of building this company?
The most surprising thing is that technology is not necessarily the barrier. It's the change management is how to bring people on board mm-hmm. for the solution that you're talking. There are discussion about people worried about losing their job to AI, which I understand totally. And there are discussion about the explainability of this solution. These are regulated industries, and we don't necessarily want to bring a solution that the operator is not understanding. Why I'm going to choose this decision mm-hmm. if I don't understand it? Those type of challenges push a solution sometimes kind of out of the way for the deployment. And that's become all the change management or like people management. That's the most surprising thing that I expected actually to see it, but I'm seeing it now more and more that how we should navigate people. Because technology is solvable, but people at the end as a user are need to be on board for what we are suggesting. So that's the most challenging that.
How do you accomplish that? Because I think part of the problem with keeping AI from just sort of taking over everything is that it's real easy to let it, right? Like mm-hmm. you can just step back, push a button, let the computer do the work, and that ultimately creates problems down the road.
Exactly.
Because you took the easy way out the first time. So how do you prevent like people from starting that process?
Yes, that's become the explainability part, mm-hmm. that we need to develop a model that we should understand on what is suggesting, what's the kind of chain of thought or reasoning that we reach to the specific suggestion that we see right now on the screen. We need to get involved with those operators so their specific need to be addressed, so they don't necessarily need to see lots of things on the monitor and just get more confused. So what is the most important thing that they are looking for? And it all go back to like explainability. Can they understand what they see? And that's the thing that we are addressing.
Speaking with John Armin again, Utilist is the company, part of the Launch Chapel Hill cohort right now, the accelerator downtown. And again, launchchapelhill.com is their website. If people want to get in touch with you, how do they do it?
It's just utilist.com. I'm very active on LinkedIn as well. And Utilist, UTILYST, it's kind of utility analyst. We kind of combined it. And utilist.com. You can find me. And yeah.
Awesome. And if people are listening to this and they're interested, maybe if they're part of a utility company that might want to get involved, like how does that conversation begin with you?
Yeah, that would be great if they can reach out to us either through our website. We have a section that they can upload, or just simple like email reach to us. And we are actively in discussion with many of utilities. So that type of engagement is crucial for startup companies like us to get involved with utilities. And if they are interested to have solution that can be run under air gap environment without any concern about cybersecurity or like minimal concern in general, they should reach out to us. And we are supporting the utility operator. They are very busy on running their facilities. So what we do is just giving them a tool that support them be more efficient.
And again, utilist.com is the website. We'll link to that up on our website, chapelboro.com. You can also get more information about Launch Chapel Hill at their website, launchchapelhill.com. John Armin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.